It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Managing your cotton crop with precision technologies may help maximize the efficiency use of inputs, often increasing yields while lowering a farm's environmental impact. Cotton yield monitors, now standard in new cotton pickers, provide in-field variability maps that show the real benefits. Learn more about cotton yield monitors at cottoninc.com. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, the cotton market's been sailing up to 68.11 back on July the 2nd. We've seen futures now move south for the remainder of that month of July and continue that pattern now through the first week of August. This week's December futures contract, after being down triple digits on Thursday as prices touched the point where managed funds stepped in and began selling as their sell stops were touched, took us below this 62.5, 63 cent support level. And then on Friday, the market fell another 47 points on the week, closing down at 61.79. This next support lies with us now down at 61 cents. A little bit support there, a little bit between 61 and 60. But then the next level support is down at 58 cents and some below that actually. But 58 cent level historically has held for us, and certainly I would like to think that that can continue to be, but the market is correct once again, and those of us that thought this 62, 63 cent area would hold, well, the market has scolded us once again and told us it's going to be correct and not us. Of course, we are reminded that one speaker at the recent seminar in New York, sponsored by the New York Cotton Exchange, as well as the Cotton Incorporated. There was one speaker there that felt like the market could go below 63 cents, for us, or 62 cents. The rest of us felt like it would hold, but he said we could go down for a very brief trip down to 56, maybe even 58 cents. He, of course, was the informal analyst, and he may prove to be the best soothsayer yet as the market looks at this severe stress, but the skies may be ready to brighten too as well. If the market does not move, in my opinion, into the very low 60s or into the high 50s, such activity, if it does move there, such activity, again, as that one analyst said, should be short-lived, because there's no reason to uncover any grower selling whatsoever, and the available supplies out there are very limited. Managed funds liquidated a solid chunk of their longs this week, and the grains have seemingly found some life. So those two things should provide some support now to the cotton market. Now, fundamental news is going to be abounding this coming week. As the USDA supply demand report, this course is coming on Wednesday. The report will include a modified, updated USDA plantings and expected updated harvested acreage as well. And, of course, the first objective crop survey of the year. We'll continue to get that through January. The current weakness in the cotton market, is, as the informal analyst predicted, could come. That is, we're seeing now. I would tend to think that, as he also suggested, this will be short-lived. We could get down into the high 50s, but I think a resurgence back to the 65-cent area should be expected based on the growers' feeling that they just have no reason to sell down below the 63-cent level, or certainly no reason to price below 63 cents. So we'll see how we go this week. We'll see what Wednesday's crop report looks like, and we'll move on from there. Thank you again for your time.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.